The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
La papa rakata kaba itala basha kaba rakata ibrakata kaba itala basha kaba ibapa rakata kaba itala basha kata ibrakata kaba rakata kaba itala basha kaba atakabaya ile papa begin to speak in tongues, begin to pray in the spirit if you can. If you cannot, just declare the blood, declare the blood, declare the blood, declare the blood. That you are justified by the blood. You are cleansed by the blood. You are washed in the blood. You begin with the blood. You enter by the blood. Ile papa rakata kaba itala basha kaba rakata. Ile papa rakata kaba ya. Ile papa rokoto kaba ya kata kaba ya kaba rakata kaba ya kata kaba ya. Ila bakata kaba ya kata. What a brand new day. What a brand new life, oh God, for your people to live. Unto you be all the glory, unto you be all the worship, unto you be all the honor, unto you be all the adoration. Thank you this morning. Thank you, Father. Thank you for this platform. Thank you for every one of us that has come online. Le papa roko to kabaya kara papa kata kabaya kata kabaya. I prekete ke paroko to kabaya kata kabaya. Ile papa roko to kabaya kata kabaya kata kabaya kata kabaya kata kabaya kata
kabaya kata kabaya kata kabaya kata kabaya kata kabaya kata kabaya kata kabaya kata kabaya kata kabaya kata kabaya
kata kabaya kata kabaya kata kabaya kata kabaya kata kabaya La papa rakata kaba itala basha kata kaba yakata.
What you have in store for us, Lord, we are grateful. Blessed be your name, O God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
I say resurrection, good morning to each and every one of you, sons and daughters of the Most High God. I welcome you to Power for Today, coming your way from Destiny House podcast of the Deliverance Assemblies of God Church located at Kotobabi down near Ebony Hotel. Power for Today. Yes, we are here this morning to be empowered, to be renewed, to be strengthened for the day and the days ahead. My name is Delali Boja, being assisted by Gladys Boja and Boja Worldwide and Pascal and their team, our technicians operating under the media team of Deliverance Assemblies of God. Yes, I want to thank God for your lives, life of everyone that is online. Yes, Kenel, your personally, your offerings have landed. The Lord bless you and increase you. Yes, this morning, this first week, we are zeroing on commanding the month of October to leave. We are commanding the man to make us leave. We are commanding the month of October to release our dreams into tangibility. The month of October is tangibility. What we have heard, what we have seen, what we have looked at, we need to touch. We need to receive. Beloved, I want to read Genesis chapter 8, verse 4 and 5. I have been trying to make my research on this. Genesis chapter 8, verse number 4 and 5. After the flood, when the water started receding. Okay, let me start from verse. Let me start from Genesis chapter 7, verse 24. Then to chapter 8 from verse 1. The waters flooded the earth for 150 days. But God remembered Noah and all the wild animals and the livestock that were with him in the ark. And he sent a wind over the earth, and the waters receded. Now the springs of the deep and the floodgates of the heavens had been closed, and the rain had stopped falling from the sky. The water receded steadily from the earth. At the end of the 150 days, the water had gone down. From verse 4, and on the 17th day of the 7th month, the ark came to rest on the mountain of Ararat. Verse 5, the waters continued to recede until the 10th month. And on the first day of the 10th month, the tops of the mountains became visible. The first day of the 10th month, the top of the mountains became visible. The 10th month, we are in our Gregorian 10th month. Even though the Jewish is the 7th month. So you see verse 4. And on the 17th day of the 7th month, the ark came to rest on the mountain of Ararat. Yes, the 7th month. So October is a very unique month. Whilst it is the 7th month in the Jewish calendar, it is the 10th month in the Gregorian calendar. The 7th month, the ark came to rest on Mount Ararat. The 10th month, the top of the mountains were now seen. May you see your dream this week. Amen. May you see your dream today. Amen. May you see your healing today. Amen. May you see your expectation today. May you see your testimony today. Amen. Beloved, your testimony is not far from you. Your dream is not far from you. Your expectation is not far from you. The Bible says again in Romans chapter 10, the Bible says again that it is near you. Yes. The Bible says again that the word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith we are proclaiming. What you haven't seen is already near you. It is in your heart to speak it out. There is nothing new under the sun. There is nothing God is going to create. Beloved, the destiny helpers you are looking for, God is no longer going to create them. No. The helpers you are looking for, they are not the business partners, they are not going to be created. They are already there. There are over 8 billion people here on earth. The money, the capital you are looking for to expand your business is not now going to be created. It is already there. It is near you. It is in your mouth. Yes. It is already in existence. It is already around you. That is why we need to live in consciousness. Say consciousness. Consciousness. You see, the thing you are conscious of is what will manifest. Somebody should write it for me. Whatever you are conscious of, your consciousness gives birth. Your consciousness gives birth. Whatever you are conscious of is what shows up. I'm telling you. Whatever you are conscious of is what shows up. Whatever you are conscious of is what shows up. Whatever you are conscious of daily. Oh my God, I don't know how to explain consciousness. Consciousness simply means to be aware. to be aware, to be aware, to be aware. Yes, whatever you are conscious of is what manifests in your life. When you are conscious of failure, you will fail. When you are conscious of disappointment, you will be disappointed. I'm telling you. There are some challenges that myself and Gladys had faced. God used it as a school to teach us. But God never failed us. He never failed us. Because we knew what we heard from the beginning. We knew the prophetic action we had taken. And we knew what was pronounced on that prophetic action. We knew what we were holding on to. Yes, we were hearing so many things. Beloved, be careful. I don't want to say this. Beloved, what you are conscious of, if you are conscious of what people are saying, if you are conscious of the economy, if you are conscious that, hey, it is true, this thing will not work, oh, this thing is like this, oh, look at the economy, look at the system, look at this, look at that. What you are conscious of is what will manifest, is what will show up. What you are conscious of is what will show up in your life. If you are conscious that you are a mediocre, if you are conscious that you are a non-entity, if you are conscious that you are second to nothing, if you are conscious that you are at the bottom, if you are, look, that is what will show up. If you are conscious of success, if you are conscious of who you are, that in spite of what you are going through, if you are conscious of what you are going through, if you are conscious that in spite of everything you are going through, you are great, you are this, you are that, you will see it happening. Yesterday I was speaking to a man, just called me from Canada, and was looking for somebody, that the person had been in my church. You see, this is where people just leave without giving notice. You don't know what will happen at your back. You don't know who will come and look for you. Yes. People are just inside secretly. They do things secretly. They live secretly. They live a secret life. No one knows. You will lose. You will lose because you don't know who will go and look for you. That's why when you are leaving a place, live with a good name. Live with a good name because you don't know what will happen at your back. You don't know what will happen at your back. I've been receiving calls from embassies, calls from this. This person says he's a Christian. He has been in your church before, so and so. Some, I don't know them. I can't remember them. Some, 2 years, but I don't know where they are. Yes. Please, this world, for you to be successful in this world, everything counts. Somebody should write. For you to be successful in this world, everything counts. Everything counts. Your relationships, your lifestyle, your character, your everything just counts. Look at what I'm just saying. You stay secretly. You sneak out secretly. Nobody knows your whereabouts. Meanwhile, somebody has called. This person was a blessing to me in my struggling days. This lady did one thing for me. And for about a month, since the end of September, till the first day of September, I am just dreaming about her. And the Lord says I should bless her. God has blessed me. I want to send her $5,000. I want to send her $5,000. But listen, we can't find her. Her name can never be located. We call people. We can't find her. You see? This man said something. He said, Pastor, anytime you hear Ghana must go, that bag, when Nigeria deported over 1.2 million Ghanaians from Nigeria in 1983. He said, Pastor, I was part of them. I was part of those who went to Nigeria. Pastor, we were at work when people came and say, are they Ghanaians here? They had to hide us. Immediately they left. Our bosses said, don't go home. Leave immediately. All they gave us was transportation. I arrived in Ghana with nothing. And I am from a village. And I thought, if I should go back to that village, I am just going to farm. I am just going to rot. So we came to a place near Seka, Salem Down. I didn't know that time. Before I got to know that it was a Salem Down. See, a Salem Down runabout was where I was staying. I was staying at a Salem Down runabout. I was sleeping outside under a shed near a Salem Down, not the runabout inside, but close to the runabout. There used to be a shed there. And I was sleeping there. Say, Pastor, I am speaking to you from Canada, Toronto. Today, I am a millionaire in Toronto. Pastor, whilst I was there, somebody came and took my picture. I didn't know. Because later I got to know that somebody was passing, saw me several times, and then brought a camera. One time when he was passing, got there and then took me a picture. And sent my picture to a cousin of mine who is in Canada, a lady. Say, look at your brother. Is he your brother? I say, yes. How come? Then the cousin sent people. They came and located me. I was the one. I did it. That my mind is off that cousin. But you know, whilst I was there at a Salem Down, sleeping outside in that shed, I was always saying, this is not my sleeping place. I am great. If Nigeria brought me down, another country will welcome me. If Nigeria brought me down, another country will welcome me. Another country will welcome me. America will welcome me. Europe will welcome me. Germany will welcome me. Nigeria brought me down. America will welcome me. Germany will welcome me. Europe will welcome me. See, that was my song. Twice I was there. And so I wasn't even seeing where I was sleeping. Until one day, three people came who knew me from my hometown. They said, yes, you. Your sister say we should come for you. Took him out, went and gave him a place more to sleep, took his picture, did passport, took his so-and-so, and then he said, the sister says, he want to bring you to Toronto, Canada. To cut the long story short, he found himself in Canada. Got a job. Got married. He said, as I speak to you, all my four daughters have completed university with masters. As I speak to you, he mentioned a certain name. This is where millionaires live. I live among millionaires because I bought a house that was $1.5 million, Canadian dollars. I live among millionaires. I am a millionaire. I have retired as a millionaire. Wow. This country is so blessed. Oh, look, that is my story. And all of a sudden, by the last week of September, this person's name started coming. I won't mention it. Otherwise, somebody will appear and say, I am called like that. This person's name started coming. And 1st October, 2nd October, this week, the name is on me that I should bless the person. I've set up many companies here and they are booming. During the COVID time was my best time. The COVID time was a great blessing to me. Nyamia yebi, nyamia yebi. Then he will say like that, nyamia yebi, nyamia yebi, nyamia yebi. Me ye testimony, me ya wanwani. Beloved, what the man was conscious of is what he has become. What are you conscious of? What are you conscious of? What are you conscious of, child of God? Very, very, very important. Beloved, as we pray this morning, I have just been thinking, God, is anything God hasn't finished? Is anything he hasn't accomplished? Today is the 279th day of 2023. October must manifest. In fact, when you read Luke chapter 2, let me read from verse 15. Luke chapter 2 from verse number 15. When the angels had left, you know, the angels went and announced to the shepherd, shepherds who were keeping their flock at night, about the birth of Jesus Christ. Yes, the angels went to announce to them about the birth of Jesus Christ. They saw physical angels. Yes, angels can appear physically. Sometimes angels appear as people you know in your dream. Yes, or even physically. Yes, angels. So when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. 19. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. 20. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Get that, verse 20. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen. They didn't just hear, they also saw it. They heard, the angels came and announced about the birth of baby Jesus. And they have seen it. They went and saw the baby. So they were praising God for all they have heard. And they have all seen, which were just as they had been told. Just as they had been told, nothing less, nothing more. Beloved, When will your prophecies become real? When will all the prophecies that have been given to you, when will they become real? When will your prophecies manifest? When will your dreams manifest? When? When will they manifest? So you see, as we pray, find out your responsibility. If there are fastings for you to do, if there is an altar for you to build, if there is a permanent altar continuously, if there are things you need to do, I mean, the kind of life that you need to live, because the fulfillment of your prophetic word, the fulfillment of your prophecy, look, every prophecy comes with a lifestyle that you must live for it to be fulfilled. I'm telling you, somebody should write it. Every prophecy comes with a lifestyle. This is a revelation. Somebody should write it too. Every prophetic word that has been given to you, every promise in the Bible that you are claiming and living with, it comes with a kind of lifestyle. Lifestyle that you must live for it to be fulfilled. A kind of association you must have. A kind of thinking you must have. A kind of language that must be with you. A kind of heart. I'm telling you, this is a revelation. This is a revelation. You see why people are running from prayer camp to prayer camp. Everywhere you go, prophecy. Everywhere you go, prophecy. Have they told you the lifestyle? Have they told you to check your heart? Have they told you that your heart is dirty with unbelief? Your heart is dirty with bitterness? Your heart is full of anger? Have they told you? That thing is what will poison the thing. That thing is what is blocking the thing. Have they told you your mouth, the kind of things you say, that you should change the way you talk? That is when prophets are helping you. Let me tell you, any time you are called forward and given a word of prophecy, or you pick a word in the Bible that you are standing on, making it yours, there must be a corresponding action. And the corresponding action is what? Your lifestyle. The kind of lifestyle. The kind of mindset. The kind of language. You need to always, you see, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, and the Word of God, these are the things that we should measure ourselves with, not with any other human being. Oh, but even my friend also lives like this, but things are working for him or her. Eh? I've come to realize that don't compare. Oh. Look, people have secrets that you don't know. Yesterday, I heard something. I've been watching this man since I got to know him a few days. I said, how come that this man's life is so easy like that? You can see, I mean, this man's life is so easy. This man's life is a man of God. I just got to know him not long. But you can see some kind of liberty and freedom around him. I mean, you can see that the man is relaxed. Some of us are not relaxed like that. Everything is warfare. Everything. 60 years, I'm still doing warfare. Why? 60 years, when I'm supposed to rest. I can't rest. I'm still doing warfare. Do you know why? The kind of foundation. The kind of foundation. Ancestral foundations. Generational foundations that have been transferred. Altars and covenants. That is why some of us, excuse me to say, we are serving God foolishly. We are doing things foolishly, and even people are getting angry with us. Yes. We have built altars, financial altars. Money comes into our hands. We sow into something. We are putting our money into the building project. People are annoyed with me. I'm telling you, some are still online. They are angry with me. Because they are saying even your house you haven't built. Look, you can't cheat God. You can't mock God. We are not fools. You can't mock God. Our foundations are different. Where I'm coming from is different in Christ. Christ is our center. Christ makes us one. But don't forget that still we have things to deal with. Yesterday, when this man took the mic, it was his time to preach yesterday at GPC this week. My great-grandfather was a presbyter. My grandfather was a Pentecost elder. My father is an apostle in Pentecost. I say, look at the foundation. Great-grandfather, presbyter. Grandfather. Elder, father, apostle, and he himself, now, he is also a reverend. I say, I have never asked this man, I am finding a day to meet this man and say, my brother, there is liberty around you. When you came to me, you who came to seek for counsel from me, you rather came to affect me. When you came, I see open doors. I see, he said, look, the world is open for me. The world is, say, I don't struggle in life. After I finished and came, I said, look, I don't struggle for anything. I don't know struggle. But I am prayerful also. Beloved, we want to pray this morning. Look, whether you are a pastor, you are a man of God, you are whatever. Look, there are things we need to deal with. We don't need to joke. Don't compare yourself. We have different paths, different paces, and different periods. Who is man that you are mindful of him? The son of man that you give a thought about him. Psalm 8 verse 4. Who is man? No comparison. It will shock you. No comparison. I'm telling you. So now you see. Me, my grandfather, my great grandfather my great grandfather, mother's side. My great grandfather was a fetish priest. My grandfather was a fetish priest. The head of all the juju those days, powers from River Volta to River Oti. Yes, to Paiko. That's my mother's father. When my mother's grandfather also was a fetish priest. My mother's grandfather and grandmother, they were all fetish priests. My grandfather was a fetish priest. My grandmother was a fetish priestess. Before she started attending Presby Church. She started attending Presby Church. But still, when they are performing things, she goes to perform. So you see, then I am comparing myself to such a person. Thank God for Jesus Christ. I say, thank God for Jesus Christ. That Jesus Christ has come to give us a level ground. That is why we shouldn't play with Christ. We should not joke. We shouldn't joke. We shouldn't play with our foundation. We shouldn't joke. Look, you should know Christ personally and find out what you should engage in. And let me tell you this. I didn't want to say it, But let me tell you this. Be careful who you give details of things to. Be careful who you are giving details of your life to. Details. Be careful. Share things with people, but don't give them details. When it comes to details, be very careful who you give details to. And also, hear me. Everything people are telling you, they are not giving you details. Everything people are telling you, they are not giving you details. Everything people tell you, they are not giving you details. You don't know details. So be careful how you counsel people. Be careful how you advise people. Because people don't tell you details. Some come to test you, to see your mind. Yes, they just come to test you, to see your mind. That's why we need discerning of spirit. You too, when you are telling people your things, be very careful who you give details. Even your husband, your wife. Study their spirit and know who you should give details to. Not everybody should get details about your things. No. Not everybody should get details about your thing. Some people, they only need just the surface. They may question you, want to know. Find a way. Before you give details to somebody, be led by the Spirit of God. Be very discerning. Before you give details of your life. Even the pastor, the pastor's wife, whoever the people, don't just say, oh, this is a pastor. This is, you should know the pastor's spirit. Know the person. Know the pastor's wife's spirit. Know the deacon or the deaconess spirit. Know them. Because we are all containers. I'm telling you, we are all containers. So any spirit can use us. Envy, jealousy, it can use us at any time. We can be used at any time. We can be used at any time. I'm telling you, thank you, Mama Joyce. Thank you, Daddy, for this powerful insight. It is eye-opening. I'm telling you the truth. I've learned something. There is a challenge I've gone through. And I tell you, these are the things God is teaching me. Be very careful who you give details to. I'm telling you, be very, very careful who you give details of things to. And you should also know that whatever people are telling you, they are not giving you details. They are not giving you details. So be careful what you tell people when they tell you things. Be careful the advice you give to them. They may be testing you. Mama Mercy Quartin says, thank you, Papa. You've taught us a great lesson this morning. It is so powerful and more insight. God bless you. Yes. Reads, Daddy, you are great. You are a great blessing to us. Leslie, glory, hallelujah. So enlightening. God bless you for these words. My bloody, God bless you, Daddy. Yes. Atu Philomena, my reverend, God richly bless you for this powerful revelation. Yes, Mama Joyce, thank you, Daddy, for this powerful insight. It is eye-opening. It is true. Look, some of us, we have suffered in life because we thought everybody should know the truth. Look, anything I'm telling you about myself, I tell you just it. I give you just the truth. I don't hide anything in my preaching. I just say it. Oh, but some of the things God is teaching me after 60 years, I've realized the reason why many things have delayed in my life, because I have given details to people who don't need details. I've given too much to people who just need a dot. Somebody should write it down. Don't give too much to people who just need a dot. Don't give too much information to people who just need a dot. Don't give too much information to people who just need a dot. They just need a dot. Look, somebody will say, how do we do all this? You need discerning of spirit. Say discerning of spirit. Today we are going to pray 15 minutes. Discerning of spirit. We need the words I'm speaking, they have already washed you. Jesus said, you have been cleansed by the words from my mouth. The word of God cleanses us. It washes us. People say, this my best friend, my best this, my best so and so. Makara, let Jesus be your best friend. And who actually is your best friend? You should know the person by the spirit. I'm telling you, know the person by the spirit. Your best friend should be somebody who wishes you well. Even, I mean, I don't want to promote myself. I don't want to promote, otherwise everybody will start telling me things. I don't want it. No. Because, you know, the moment people tell you things, listen to me. The moment people tell you things, you become responsible. Before God, you are marked. What did you do about that thing? To succeed or to fail? What did you do? What role did you play in that person's life for that thing to come to pass or to fail? So anything you are hearing, you are responsible. You are responsible. You are responsible. That is why I don't like to hear so many things apart from what God tells me. I'm not saying that don't tell me. No. All I'm saying is that people think that when they are telling us things, hey, you don't know the responsibility you are giving to us. You don't know that God is going to ask you, what did you do about that thing? Pastors, what did you do about that thing for that person? So you see, you hear things, you don't go and gossip about it. You don't take it to other places. Hey, Charlie, like it is in our organization. We don't have fathers who. You go and talk to some pastors. Whilst you are there, they are sending WhatsApp. They are sending WhatsApp to another person. Charlie, this person is here. Oh. Charlie, the things this person is saying, Charlie, not knowing this person is going through this. Oh. I knew this thing 30 years ago about our men of God. I know them because I've served in committees. Sometimes by the time we leave there, somebody has called you to give you an information. How did the person know when the person was not in the meeting? You don't hear things and go and broadcast. You hear things and take responsibility because the day you stand before God, God is going to judge you. What did you do about that thing? And some people have the ministry of eavesdropping. Their ministry is just to go around, seek for information, and spread. You go and meet God in heaven. But you know, you start experiencing it here on earth. Those who are like that, they don't become anybody. I'm telling you, they don't achieve anything here on earth. From today, anything you hear, go on your knees. Begin to think and begin to pray. What can I do for this thing to succeed or for this thing not to work? This evil thing not to happen. Yes, we want to pray right now. Remember this. Every word of prophecy you have received, every promise, it has a lifestyle. There must be a corresponding lifestyle, a corresponding language, a corresponding mindset for it to work. You can't hear a prophecy and go and live anyhow, and you are expecting the prophecy to work. You lie. It doesn't work that way. That is why these days I am very careful to release words. When I'm standing there, I am fighting with the Spirit of God. I am wrestling because I don't want to release the word. Because you release. People are still like that. Yes. People are still like that. Sometimes I go to pray with people. Whilst we are praying, I open my mouth, my eyes, and I'm watching them. Ah, what God is telling me. This person cry, why? But you don't know. If God should show you the person's secret life, if God should show you what the person says when you are not there, when the person is alone, if God should show you the person's heart. So you see, prophets are becoming liars. We are making prophets to become liars. Our words are not coming to pass because of the lifestyle, the mindset, the language of the people. They don't create a convenient, a corresponding environment for those words to work. Say, my Father in heaven, I thank you this morning.
I need to thank the Lord for the word that has come. Let's thank God for the revelation that we have received this morning. $1,000 cannot pay for it. Let's thank the Lord for this opportunity. Let's ask the Lord to help us keep these words and live our lives accordingly. Shall we begin to pray in the name of Jesus Christ? Our Father, we are thankful unto you. Thank you, Lord, for this revelation that has come. Thank you for these words that you have given to us this morning. We believe that it is a timely word, a word that, Lord, will help us to live a better life and to relate better with people. Lord, we thank you and bless you. We thank you for this revelation, Lord. We thank you for your word that always comes at the right time. The word that washes us, the word that builds us, the word that gives us authority is what you have given to us this morning. Lord, we are grateful. We are grateful, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for this opportunity, this privilege. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ that, Lord, we will be able to apply these words. We'll be able to live by them. Thank you for your word that washes us. Thank you for your word that puts us, oh God, in shape. Thank you for your word that shapes us, that corrects us, that puts us in line on the path to our destinies. Lord, we are grateful. Lord, we are grateful. We appreciate you this morning for the word that has come. Thank you for this revelation. Blessed be your name, oh God. We are grateful. We are grateful. We are grateful. We are grateful. Blessed be your holy name.
My Father, any word I have spoken.
Any word I have spoken.
Any details I have given.
Any details I have given.
Which the enemy is using against me.
The enemy is using against me.
Any detail of my life.
Any details of my life.
I have given to anyone.
Given to anyone.
I have given to any prophet.
Given to any
prophet. I have given to any man of God.
Given to any man.
I have given to any woman of God.
Given to any woman of God.
Please hold it there. Even as men of God, be careful. Please. Be careful. Be careful. Look, let me tell you a problem I'm handling right now. Look. God, have mercy on us. I don't know how to say this. Please. Pray. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Be discerning. Pray for discernment. This person has been with this woman of God. They have done things together. They are not sleeping together. Now confusion came. Come and see what the woman of God is saying. He said, you. I know you. You. I know you. I have finished you. I have finished you. We will see. You know I know you. Hey! You know I know you. You know I know everything about you. I have finished you. The woman of God laughed. Oh, I have finished her. But you know there is a way out.
Amen.
I told the lady there is a way out.
Amen.
You were not aware.
Mm.
You were a novice.
Mm.
There is a way out. She can't finish you.
trusting someone who is who claims to be a person of
God. Trusting someone who claims to be a person of God. You need discernment. Descend on us. Descend on me, Delaliboja. Pray. Find out who Delaliboja is. Find out who Gladys Boja is. Find out. Find out who we are. Don't just give your life to any man, any woman or God because they claim to be. Find out the spirit. After this, pray. Oh, find out Delaliboja, Gladys. Who are these people? What spirit do they have? Who are they? Yes. Now we want to say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
Anyone. I have given the details of my life. Which is being used against
which
me.
Which is being used against
me.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Let that person be shut down.
Take the person's mind off me.
Say the name of Jesus Christ.
Any details I've given.
By the law.
Of forgetfulness.
I take it out right now.
Yes, Lord.
Any details I've given.
Take it out right now.
Take it out of the person's memory. Any details of mine that I've given to someone which is being used against me, I take that detail out of the person's memory. Let that detail vanish from the person's memory.
Let those details vanish.
In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Please, do you know something? You still need to share. I'm telling you. You still need to tell your story. First, to God. To Jesus Christ, to the Holy Spirit, then to somebody. I am not saying that you don't share. Share. If I tell you the things I know, you have no idea. The lady pastor doesn't even know. Sometimes when the people themselves, they tell and say, so you know this thing you haven't told me? I say, hey, it is 1-to-1, oh. I am responsible. It's between me. I know people whose a certain child of theirs is not for the husband. It's not. But they are living nicely. And I know the counsel I have given. Beloved, look. There are things you still have to share to be free. Let me tell you. The moment you share that thing, the angels have taken over. Because the Bible says that we should do what? We should confess our sins one to another. Confess one to what? Another. Immediately you release it. Forgiveness is coming. But then, not to everybody. You need counseling from people, but not everybody. You need to share your details, but not to everybody. That's all. discern and let the Holy Spirit lead you. Some of you, you are not living your dreams. You are not living your destiny because your details are being used against you. Your details are being used. Your details, some of you, the counseling you have received has confused you. It has completely downhauled, confused you. It has kept you. It has delayed you. It is keeping you at the same place. Say, my Father in heaven.
Any details of mine that is being used against me.
Let it disappear.
Let it disappear
from the person's memory.
Let it disappear from the people, from the memories of the people who have heard the information and are using it against me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Please let me balance this. Every one of us, we have our weak areas. No matter who a prophet is, the prophet is first man before God. I am first man before God. I have my mistakes. I have my weaknesses. People who are around you, they will have their weaknesses. They will have their mistakes. That's not what we are talking about. Yes. We shouldn't hold people too hard. I've come to know people who are around me. I know them very well. Those who pretend, those who are so open, those who just want to please you, I know them. And I handle each of them like that. My duty is what? I am praying for them. That's all. I don't hold it against them. I don't hold it against them. Yes. These are the things that we need to know. It doesn't mean that I don't share things. So no. No. And please, listen. When you are sharing something that is very, very distant and you don't want it to go, tell the person, please, this one, I don't want it to go anywhere. I have not shared with anybody. This one, let it remain with you. Let it remain with you. I don't know why today I am saying all, because I didn't plan to say these things. So. I don't know. Holy Spirit, you know, God was telling me something. God has been asking me, So what else should I do? What haven't I done for my people? I believe that's why these words are coming. Because heaven is worried. What else? Everything has been released. Answers have been released. Breakthroughs have come. Everything has been paid for. Why is it not manifesting? Why is it not manifesting? Somebody has given me Isaiah 39. Isaiah 39 verse 1 to 8. So, they say, Daddy, what you are saying can be equated to Isaiah 39 verse 1 to 8. So later, please, take note, go and read Isaiah 38 verse 9, verse 1 to 8. So we want to pray. Please, I don't know how to say this. We are weak. Me too have my weaknesses. But my weakness is not gossiping. I know the areas that I'm working on. We are all a work in progress. But we still share. As I'm here, I have people I still share things with. I have people like my own senior man, Reverend Gosin Asigbeche. Yes, we pray together. I share things. We share things with each other. And they remain with us. Because I know his spirit. He knows my spirit. That's what we are talking about. And please, when somebody shares something with you, you become responsible. We want to pray right now. Say, Lord, let my October
leave.
I declare. Let my October
cause a change.
Cause a turn around. Let my October
begin to manifest
new things.
A turn around.
My testimony.
My expectation.
Today.
I must leave them. I must leave my dreams. I must leave.
In Jesus' mighty name. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Our last prayer point. Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Any details I have given. That is being used against me. Let it become a blessing to me.
Yes, O Lord.
Like Balaam.
Who was contracted to test the people of God, and he was rather blessing them.
Any details that has been used, that is being used by any shrine, by any altar, by any shrine, by any covering, any which cap covering,
where that details has been sent,
where my image has been sent, where my dream has been sent, where my testimony has been sent, where my testimony has been sent,
let it work in my favor.
Let it work in my favor. Let it work in my favor. Let it work in my favor. In Jesus' mighty name. Do you know something? I can hear the house is secured.
Amen.
The house is secured.
Thank you, Lord.
The house is secured. The house is secured. The house is secured. From today, your details can never be used against
Amen.
You again. It can never be used
Amen.
Against you again. It is now a blessing. It
Amen.
Is now a blessing.
Amen.
What people are doubting of you, they will see the
Amen.
Testimony.
Amen.
They will see the testimony.
Amen.
Very soon,
Thank
people cannot
Lord.
Talk.
Jesus.
When they see you, they will be quiet. You will see a sign
Amen.
That these people are just quiet. Because what they wish that will never work is now working. It's 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 now working. What they thought will never work. It's now working.
Amen.
It's now working.
Amen.
It's now working.
Amen.
It's now working. It's now working.
It's now working.
It's now working. It's now working.
Amen.
It's now working.
Amen.
Parabashata kabayakata. Ipaparakata kabayakata. Librakata kabarakata kabayakata. Ilipaparakata kabayakata. Ibelekete kabarakata kabaya. There is a family. Like when the person is going to travel today, is when they will come. Pastor, I am traveling tonight. I've realized that they are so secretive. And I thank God. They know why they don't trust me. But you know, they are having problems. They are beginning to have problems, and I'm also quiet. Why am I saying this? Please, you are free. Your liberty is in your hands. Who to trust is in your hands. But we must be discerning. It does not mean that because somebody is closer to me, I know the things my wife is suffering. Because she's in the committee with some people. People will not want to share their things with her. Because some people are in a certain committee, when they appear before the committee, they will not say something because they feel that those committee, that is your right. But remember, when the problem is also coming, everybody will also be quiet. What am I saying? Please, let's be discerning. I pray for discernment for everyone that is online. That the Lord will give us discerning spirit to know who to talk to, who to share with, to know what to share and what not to share. I share things with people. I give prayer. Point. Pray about this for me. Pray about this for me. Yes. Even me. Beloved. The breakthrough has come.
Amen.
Liberty has come.
Amen.
Promotion has come.
Amen.
Open door has come.
Amen.
The Lord just whispered into my ears. Why I am saying this thing? Because I didn't plan all this today. The Lord just says, I have removed the curtain. 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 Now my people can hear well. Now they can see through.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now they will understand.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father, we thank you for today.
Amen.
We bless you for this wonderful weekend. Let this day and this weekend be a blessing. Let testimonies come forth. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
I wish you a glorious weekend. The Lord said he's going to continue with us on Sunday. I am going to visit my people. Beloved, get yourself ready for Sunday.
Amen.
Tonight, we are continuing with GPCC week. And next week, our 100 days in-house gathering will continue. Beloved, enjoy a pleasant weekend. A weekend full of testimonies.
Amen.
You are going to begin to have some dreams. In fact, one of our mothers sent me a message about the 11th hour and morning podcast. It is breaking and yielding foundations.
Amen.
And yielding foundations are
blessed
breaking.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
So, beloved, let's meet again at the 11th hour prayer parade at 11:30.
Amen.
May the Lord bless you and keep you.
Amen.
May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you.
Amen.
May the Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace. Shalom, shalom.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.